Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Ever dreamt of owning a restaurant and need an E2 visa? Buckle up.
Intriguing. Lay it on me. What's the scoop?
We're talking food trucks, night markets, and a pinch of legal wizardry. It's a story about a Thai family, four families actually, needing not one, not two, but 16 E2 visas.
Whoa, 16. That's a whole culinary crew. How did they pull it off?
They knew the restaurant biz back in Thailand, but the U.S. market, totally different beast. Smaller kitchens, higher costs, their old tricks didn't cut it. That's where the magic happened.
I'm on the edge of my seat. Do tell.
Think Thai night markets, incredible street food. They took that energy, that flair, and bottled it into food trucks here in the U.S.
So like pad thai on wheels? Genius.
Exactly. Instead of just hot dogs, they're serving up authentic Thai flavors. Skewered chicken with peanut sauce? Yes, please. And the key? They focused on quality. They knew exactly what made certain street food stalls back home so special. The ingredients, the feeling. They replicated that here.
So they weren't just selling food. They were selling an experience. I dig it.
Right? And get this. Those food trucks generated more profit than their whole year of restaurant sales. They trained employees, sent them out with these little culinary powerhouses, and boom, E2 visas secured.
Wait, so you're saying they built an empire on miniature empires?
I call them the Thai emperors. And it's not just a Thai thing. This model could work for Korean, Japanese, any cuisine with a vibrant street food scene.
So even desserts, like a shaved ice truck?
Precisely. Low cost, high profit potential. It's brilliant. Actually, if anyone's listening and wants to cater my next party, hit me up. Shaved ice is a must.
That's a killer idea, seriously. Food trucks, the key to culinary dreams and visa success.
This has been Nutty's Show. Catch you all next time for more delicious insights. Bye.
Bye-bye.